morning, this afternoon. His presence means more to me than anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want God to move in this service. We have worshiped, we have praised, and I'd like him now to speak a word to us. Are you still blessed and highly favored? Amen. Amen. We might be on enemy territory, but we are still blessed and highly favored. Amen. I'd like us to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 137, beginning at verse 1. Psalms 137, verse 1. You know, sometimes it feels like we're in a war that just won't end. Children of Israel were in captivity in Babylon. It says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If you could bow your heads with me. Father, Lord, we ask right now that you minister to us, O God, that your word, O God, will touch our hearts, that we'll find good soil, Lord God, that it will move us, that it will edify us, that it will lift us, that it will encourage us. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise offering. Turn to your neighbor and say, time to sing a new song. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message is Time to Sing a New Song. Amen. The story was the children of Israel were famous for their singing, for their praise, and for their worship. They had singers that were trained to give worship to God in the temple. And when the Babylonians captured them, they knew about this, and they wanted to hear the songs of Zion. But it's hard to sing when you're in captivity. It's hard to sing if you're depressed, if you're down, if you've been beaten up. And it says here, for they carried us away captive, required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How long shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? They were saying, how can we do this? But you know, sometimes that's exactly what you have to do, is sing a new song. Even though the devil is beating you up, even though you're depressed, even though you're down, it's time for us to sing a new song. It's time for us to break out with praise. It's time for us to give God praise and his glory. It seems hard sometimes to sing a song when you're a prisoner. It's the last thing on your mind is to sing. It's the last thing in your mind to be happy. But you know, that is the key of your way out of your dungeon. They'd been in trouble. They had been taken away captive for their disobedience. And maybe they hadn't sung in a long time. Maybe they were depressed. They took them down by the river and say, sing us a song. And you know, as I said, when you're depressed and down, that's not what you want to do. But it's the key right now to our victory. It's time to sing a new song, a new praise to God, to lift up his name, to let the devil know he's a liar. Amen. And the father of it. And we shall not be moved. You know, the song says, like a tree planted by the rivers of Babylon. See, they just wanted them to sing to mock them, to make fun of them. You know, let's see how you can do now that now you're not in the temple, now that you're not in your tabernacle. Let's see you sing a song now. But you know, that's when you have to get out the guitar. That's when you have to break out the tambourine. That's when you have to take your hands and make a new song unto the Lord. It's time for us to sing a new song. I'm tired of the devil beating me up. I'm tired of the devil mocking me. It's time to sing a new song. It's time not to let the devil kick us when we're down. It's time to get the praise on. Amen. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, most times we're not in control of our circumstance. We don't know how this week is going to go. We could get some disastrous news. The devil could say, hey, I've got you in Babylon now. Let's see you sing now. How do you like those circumstances? But that's the time to break out, as I said, the tambourine. The cymbal, the harp, amen, whatever you got, the stomp box, your bare hands, and it's then time to praise the King of Kings and sing a new song to the devil. When they came across the River Jordan, that's what exactly they did. They sung a new song. They sung the song of Moses. They told the devil, you lost. You try to keep us in captivity. You try to bind us up in Egypt. You try to kill our firstborn, but the Lord delivered us. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the devil this week, I'm singing a new song. I'm singing a new song. I'm done with the sad songs. I'm done with the depression. I'm going to sing in your face, devil, the song of victory. He brought me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. It's time to sing a song of victory. That's how you overcome. They overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And sometimes your testimony has got to be a song. You may not be able to speak much, but you can sing a song. I tell you, that's all we can do sometimes. I tell you, that's all we can do. Philippians 4:11. You see, Paul knew about being in hardship, being in captivity. And he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Sometimes we learn through circumstance that we have to go through some things. The devil will try and take away our very breath, our very voice, our very words. But you got to break out in a song anyway. You know, very soon, about 4 o'clock, you'll start to hear the birds singing. And guess what? There is no sun. They're singing when it's dark. They start to sing before the sun comes up. A praise to God. They don't even know, maybe instinctually God has given them the instinct to start singing when it's still dark, before the morning has come up. It's time to sing a new song. If the birds can do it, if the ravens can do it, if the all of creation can do it, I'm going to sing a new song. Satan, you're not going to take the joy away from me. I'm going to lift up the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I might not have no control about my circumstance. I might not have control about others' attitude, but I can choose to worship. I can choose my attitude. I can say like Joshua, as for me and my house, we're going to worship. We're going to come to church. We're going to clap our hands. We're going to tell the devil, you're not going to win this one. Paul understood this. He said in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am there what to be content. You see, as I said in Sunday school, if you have this relationship with God, you can be content because you're just passing through. As the song says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. As I taught in Sunday school, it's where your treasure is. Hallelujah. That's where your heart is. I have no investment down here that I want to keep. Amen. My treasure's up there. It's time for us to sing a new song. A song of praise, a song of worship, a song of joy. The Bible says, with joy shall he draw water from the wells of salvation. Amen. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Amen. I will not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. And my song. I tell you, when I was growing up and learning to play the piano, that's what I used to do. When I'd come home and I was depressed, I would sit down at the piano and I'd start playing all sad songs. And I'd just keep playing and keep playing. And after about an hour, I was playing some, you know, hip-hoppity songs. I don't know what the word is today. I'm out of date. But it was some happy music. And I would put the piano down and I'd get up and I'd go. You see, I just sang a song of praise. I did what I could for praising my God. I couldn't sing, but I could play. Amen. Maybe you can't even play, but you can clap. Maybe you can't clap, but you can raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Yes, he may have us captive in Babylon. He may have dragged us down to the river, but you know, that's where the river, living water flows. They made a mistake taking them to the river. That's where the living water flows. Hallelujah. You see, they were thinking they were going to mock him. How can we sing in a strange land where all the bad things are happening? All that's exactly when you have to lift up the name of Jesus. That's when you have to sing a new song. Isaiah said, behold, the Lord is become, my God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. The devil hates godly music. When Saul started to have demon trouble, they said, send for David. Let him start playing that gospel music. Let him start playing that worship music. Let him start praising God. And you know, it had an effect. Demons didn't like that. When we start to worship, when we entertain the presence of God, when we lift up the name of Jesus, when we sing a new song, amen. Tell the devil he's a liar. You're not going to take away my joy. You can't take away my God because he is my salvation. Hallelujah. I tell you something. When Jesus is your salvation, you still can sing. You still can sing. If you have nothing else, you can still have a praise. When Jesus is your song, you will worship. You will worship. Your flesh might not feel like it, but just give it a little go. Lift up your hands and say, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. You woke me up this morning. I am here. Amen. You delivered me. I mean, I saw so many cars in the ditch in the last 3 weeks. Going from here to Madison, I saw at least 20 cars. I saw some flipped over, and I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. I'm doing 1,000 miles a week, and you've kept me on the road. I can thank you, Jesus. I will sing a new song. Despite whatever the devil's trying to do, despite that he's got you in Babylon, despite that he says you're my captive, despite he takes you down to the river, you start to say, I will sing a new song. The Bible tells us that we should do that. Amen. Every time they had a victory, they sang a new song. They crossed over the Red Sea. Moses taught them a new song. They got out the timbrel and they started to worship the God of their salvation. I'm telling you that praise is your way out. Praise is your way out. Amen. I'm telling you, when you're depressed, it's time to tell the devil, listen, you may have me in Babylon, but there is an end to it. God has promised that he won't leave us or forsake us. He's going to get you out of that place. He's going to take you out of that pit. Start doing like the birds. They wake me up sometimes at 4 o'clock and I'm saying, what time is it? And I look out and it's still pitch black and all these birds are going. I'm saying, don't they know it's not morning yet? They don't care. They're worshiping God. In fact, they're doing better than most of us. We have to see it to believe it. They start singing it into being. It's time for us to start singing a new song. Get a new tune. A one of victory, one of deliverance, one of healing, one of blessing, one of revival. It's time for us to sing a new song. I refuse to let the devil get me down. As I said, I can't choose your attitude. I can't control anybody but myself. And we need to have a made up mind to tell Satan, listen, you can do what you want, but I've got a new song. He has promised me a new song. Let me tell you how it's done. Let's go to Acts chapter 16, verse 22. I'm going to be real short today. Acts chapter 16 and verse 22. See, Paul and Silas were out there preaching, and you just know this story, and they got arrested. The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And they had been whipped, according to the Roman law, up to 39 stripes. And those weren't, you know, little switches. That was a cat of nine tails with bone and metal ripping flesh. And this is what they did, and put them in the worst part of the jail. It wasn't like our jails. I've been to jails, and yes, they're bad, but this is nothing to compared to Roman prisons. There was no lights. There were vermin. There were feces. It was wet. It was damp. It was terrible. Now, that's prison. And at midnight, probably they couldn't even clap their hands. Probably they couldn't even move their feet because they were bound in stocks. But the prisoners, the jailer made one big mistake. He did not close their mouth. If the devil makes a mistake and leaves your mouth open, you better use it. You better sing a new song. You better tell the devil, hey, you may have bound my legs and my arms, but you made a big mistake. You left my mouth free to praise you, to lift up the name of Jesus. You should have shut me up when you had the chance. I'm going to sing a new song because it's a song of deliverance. It's a song of healing. It's a song of victory. Verse 24, the prison guard who having received such a charge, he said, you better keep these prisoners because they are liable to get out of here. So he put them in the worst place possible. The devil will be scared of you. He'll put you in the worst place possible. He's going to take no chances with you, but he's made one big mistake. He can't shut your mouth. You have a weapon, and you need to use it. The weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord, and that word is neither even in your mouth. You need to sing a new song. Hallelujah. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. He probably didn't have any duct tape. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And then they started to sing. I don't know if Paul could sing very well. Maybe he was like me, can't hold a tune. It didn't matter. Praises started to emanate in that prison. They didn't keep it quiet. And I can guess the other prisoners thought, these people are crazy. Don't they understand they're about to be killed? Don't they understand they're facing death? That's the time to sing. That's the time to lift up the name of Jesus. When you think that the devil wants to kill you, you sing in his face. They prayed and they sang praises unto God. The prisoners heard them. The prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, see, I said, your praise will free other people. It didn't just free them, it freed the whole prison. It's time to sing a new song. Us Christians should be the happiest people. Why? Because God loves us. We have been anointed with His Spirit. Why aren't we more happy? Why aren't we more blessed? It's because we've been singing sad songs. It's because we don't believe that it's time to sing a new song. It's time to sing praises unto God. Even when you're in the prison about to be executed, he made one mistake. He couldn't bind their mouth. Their hands and feet and legs were all bound, but he ran out of duct tape. Didn't have the duct tape. That's a good title. Title for a message. The devil got no duct tape. You know what that means? You can shout and scream at him. You can say the devil is a liar. Most of all, I'm going to sing a new song. Hallelujah. It's time for us to do something, church. It's time for us to sing a new song. Hallelujah. And they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So the foundations of the... I'm telling you, when you start to praise God, your prison will be shaken. Your prison will be shaken. Your prison will be shaken. When you start to worship, when you start to praise, when you give the shout... Those little birds are an example to us. They start singing. When I looked out and it's still pitch black, I'm saying, why are these birds making so much noise? And it's not even, they have faith. They know the sun's coming up. Some of us need to learn that and start singing before it happens. It's time to sing a new song. A song of praise. That's how it ends, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And everyone's bands were loosed. Their praise didn't just loose them, it loosed the whole prison. Imagine that. When you start to praise God, you have an effect on the person next to you. When you start to tell of the goodness of God, when you start to declare His glory, when you start to tell of how He's delivered you, you're not just loosing yourself, you're loosing someone else. It's time for us to start singing a new song. I'm tired this year of the devil beating me up. I'm going to start singing a new song. I'm going to declare to him, listen, I didn't come this far. God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. I am not turning back. I am going forward. I'm singing a new song. I'm crossing over that Red Sea. I'm crossing over Jordan. I'm going to sing a new song. Jericho's going to fall. They shouted before it fell, just like them little birds. I got annoyed with them because last summer they just kept on, there must have been a nest near me, they just kept on making noise about 3 or 4 o'clock, and I looked and it's still pitch black. But those birds have more faith than I did. They sang before the sun come up. They knew morning was coming. They had a new song. They're declaring the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's what Psalms 19 says. The heavens declare the glory of God. If the heavens and the stones will cry out, it's about time that we do. It's about time that we do. Amen. We see in 2 Chronicles 20:18 how it should be done. Israel was surrounded. As usual, the enemy was attacking. They were surrounded by all these nations. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18. But Jehoshaphat knew what to do. He went to the house of God and bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they just started worshiping. We're outnumbered, outgunned. We can't beat the devil anyway. But the Bible says, submit to God. Then you can resist the devil. You have a powerful weapon you're not using, and it's called praise. It's called worship. Amen. It's time to sing a new song. And they fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord of God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They were shouting in the enemy's face. Yeah, you came here to defeat us. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. We're going to sing a new song. We're going to praise the God of our fathers, the deliverer of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who parted the Red Sea, the one who parted the Jordan, the one who made bread fall from the sky, meat fall from the sky, and water come out of a rock. We're going to start worshiping and praising him. We're going to start thanking him because we're special. We are a peculiar people. You are not ordinary and common. You belong to the King. It's time we realize that and get up off our feet and start telling God, I love you and I thank you for deliverance because I'm going to sing a new song. This is what Israel did. They started a worship service. And they rose up early and went forth, verse 20, into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe. Let's say it together, believe. Believe. This is what you have to do. Believe. You don't come to God without believing. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You start diligently seeking him, you break out your timbrel, your whatever, your drumstick, your mariachi or whatever, you start praising God. Something will happen. Something will happen. The prison is going to get shaken. The jail doors are going to fly open. The stocks are going to be released. The sickness will go. Deliverance will come. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed soldiers, armed them to the... No, it said singers, worshipers, praise leaders, musicians... unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness. What kind of army is this? What kind of army is he sending out? Worshippers, singers, musicians, the praise team. But let me tell you something, you're all a praise team. We should all be a praise team. This is our praise team. Not this, this is our praise team. And they went out and they said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And as they started to sing, as Judah, which means praise, started to sing, and to praise God, the Lord. Let's say it, the Lord. The Lord. See, we can't fix some things, only the Lord. But what we can do is start to worship in the beauty of holiness. We can start to sing a new song, not let the devil beat us up and say, okay, I've got you in Babylon now, let's see you sing now. That's when you sing the best. That's when you play the best. That's when you start to worship in the beauty of holiness. And when they began to sing, something happened. Praise to the Lord. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. Praise won the battle. Singing won the battle. Worship won the battle. That's how you do it. It's time for us to sing a new song. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. I'm telling you, if you don't sing it now and you get to heaven, you're going to be made to sing it. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. You can all stand with me. I told you this was going to be short. Revelation 5, verse 9. John sees the multitude in heaven that could not be numbered. I'm going to sing if I get to heaven. You're going to see me dance. Never happened in here, but you're going to see me dance. May happen here. Who knows? I might get so happy that you'll all get... And they sung a new song. When we get to heaven, we're going to have to sing a new song. Saying, thou art worthy to take the book. Taught about that in Sunday school, didn't I? I'm going to teach about that soon. Thou art worthy to take the book. See, that book is very important. Because if it could not be opened, it would mean we could not be saved. There's a clue for you. John was weeping, but you know what? They started to sing a new song because, don't weep anymore. Stop your crying. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath... You know what happens then? It says, and then they sung a new song. Church, it's time for us to stop singing the old song of failure and loss. It's time for us to praise, even in the face of prison, in the face of bondage, in the face of whatever Satan is throwing at us. It's time for us to sing a new song. We're going to close this service, but not close God's presence. You know what I'd like? I'd like the whole church to come down to the front. Let us pray as one church on one accord, so that this whole place will be filled with a new song. I want us to pray a song of victory. I said, pray a song of victory. I know that sounds strange. But my father told me about praying a song. When he first got saved, he remembered he was singing some kind of song that he had never known. And he would tell this testimony of how he was singing this song. God spoke to him and said, sing my song. And he said, I don't know the song. But suddenly he found himself singing this song and he had a vision of heaven. I'm telling you today that God wants us to sing a new song. A new song of praise, of victory, of deliverance, of forgiveness, of healing. If we will do this with our whole heart, just like Jehoshaphat, just like Paul and Silas, your prison will be shaken. And your blessing will not just be for you, but it will loose some other people around you. It will bring deliverance. It will bring healing. It will bring victory. It's time for us to sing a new song. If we are truly, truly, truly wanting God to work in our lives, despite what the Babylonians say, I got you now, you're captive, you're hopeless. We destroyed your temple. Come on, let's see if you can sing any songs. It's time to sing a new song. Let the devil know he made a mistake. He ran out of the duct tape. The one place he should have shut, he left open. Because of that, we can sing a new song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us all to lift our hands right now to heaven. And we're going to pledge something today as a church. We're going to declare that no matter what prison we are in, no matter where he has taken us, that we are going to sing a new song. And we are not going to let the devil take our joy, our victory or our Holy Ghost from us. Hallelujah. Right now, I want you to lift up your hands in faith. Just like those birds, you may not see any sunlight right now. It may still be dark, but I want you to start in faith symbolically. I want you to tell God you're going to sing a new song. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Jesus. Lord, by faith that you're going to help us even in our darkness, in our midnight hour, that you're going to shake the prison as we sing a new song to you, one of victory, one of praise. Father, we thank you right now, Jesus, for deliverance, hallelujah, over the enemy. We crush his head in faith, believing for your victory in our lives, that you will shake our prison, that you will deliver us, that you will deliver our family, that you will loose the bonds of wickedness, that you will bring back everything the devil has taken. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church, let's pray. Let's pray as one accord. Let us lift up the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lay your hand upon the person next to you, and I want you to pray that God will give them a new song. We're going to pray for each other today. Hallelujah. And you just pray that God gives them a new song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.